This program was made possible in part by generous support from the Richard and Gina Klim Foundation and is presented by arrangement with the Colburn School. Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Grand Piano Series in Southwest Florida. I'm Mark Travis. I'm the Director of Media Production for the New York Philharmonic and proudly serve on the advisory board for the Grand Piano Series. This podcast begins a wind down in our journey through all 32 of Beethoven's piano sonatas, an initiative that was started to commemorate the 250th anniversary of his birth in the 2019-2020 season. Unfortunately, like so many other things, this project was disrupted by the global pandemic, but I'm pleased to report that it was completed in October of 2022. And so for this episode, we're going to hear excerpts from the recital that Canadian pianist Paul Williamson gave on October 26th of 2022, when he performed Beethoven's sonatas 22 through 28. That program includes two of Beethoven's best-known sonatas, Les Adieux and Appassionata. I thank you so much for your company as we now get ready to hear Paul Williamson from the Grand Piano Series. Paul Williamson was named one of CBC Music's 30 Under 30 Canadian Classical Musicians. He was a first prize winner in the piano category in Canada's National Music Festival in 2014, and was also a prize winner at the Canadian Federation of Music Teachers Association National Piano Competition in 2017, plus other prestigious prizes. He's appeared as a soloist with the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, the University of Manitoba Symphony Orchestra, and the Fraser Valley Symphony Orchestra. As a chamber musician and soloist, he's appeared at numerous prestigious festivals, including Morningside Music Bridge, Orford, Neeson Hall, Aspen, Hornby, and Scotia, to name but a few. A student of Fabio Bidini, Paul holds a Bachelor of Music degree from the University of Manitoba and a Master of Music degree from the Colburn Conservatory of Music, where at the time of his appearance, he was also completing an artist diploma. Paul has continually noted his gratitude for the support he's received from the BC Arts Council. Well, as mentioned earlier, Paul performed Beethoven's piano sonatas number 22 through 28. Now, number 22 is one of the lesser-known entries to this body of work. It's a very charming piece, but it suffers a bit from middle child syndrome, as it was preceded by the Waldstein Sonata and followed by the very popular Appassionata. 1804, which is when this piece was being written, was a very busy year for Beethoven, as he was also working on his Fifth Symphony and his one and only opera Fidelio. It was also about this time that he famously scratched out the dedication to Napoleon on his score to the Eroica Symphony to show his disappointment and sadness with Napoleon's tyranny. I've heard the sonata referred to as an analogy to Beauty and the Beast, and I can understand why. It's cast in just two movements, and they really are a study in contrasts in terms of tempo, meter, and both thematic and harmonic development. Given that it's such a short work, I did consider including all of it on this podcast, but since we do have quite a bit of material to cover, I think we're going to just listen to the finale of this piece, where you'll hear quite a few key changes, some syncopation, and a general sense of perpetual motion. Let's listen.
Thank you.
recorded October 26, 2022, that was Canadian pianist Paul Williamson performing the first movement from the Sonata No. 22, Opus 54 by Beethoven. The recital was given as part of the Grand Piano Series Beethoven 2020 Initiative. We turn now from one of Beethoven's lesser-known sonatas to one of the most famous, the Sonata No. 23, Opus 57, Appassionata. In fact, I read somewhere that a recent unscientific poll states that this piece is thought to now be the most frequently performed of Beethoven's 32 sonatas, at least when it comes to commercial recordings. For anyone who knows the piece, that's perfectly understandable. It has a dark quality and a sense of drama that is matchless for its time. I think most also understand that it's a very difficult work to perform, which makes hearing a great performance of it all the more special. Beethoven began work on the sonata in 1804, the same year as the Opus 54. But after the first two movements were sketched out, the composer struggled to find the right idea for the finale. It was during a walk with his student Ferdinand Ries that inspiration struck. According to Ries, quote, "We went so far astray that we didn't get back to where Beethoven lived until nearly 8 o'clock. The entire way he hummed, sometimes even howled to himself. I asked him what it was, and he said that a theme for the last movement of his sonata just occurred to him," end quote. Beethoven apparently went straight to the piano after arriving at home and worked for over an hour. Ries had remained nearby, and Beethoven dismissed him, stating that he still had a lot of work to do. The term appassionata wasn't attached to the piece until some years after Beethoven's death. Oddly enough, that was for a forehand edition of this work. Carl Czerny, another of Beethoven's students, said that Beethoven regarded this work as his finest sonata written before his Opus 106, Hammerklavier. So since I've shared the story of its genesis, let's now hear the finale from this piece. Paul Williamson is the pianist from the Grand Piano Series. Thank you. That was the finale from the Sonata number 23 in F minor, opus 57 by Beethoven, Appassionata. Paul Williamson was the pianist, as recorded for the Grand Piano Series in October of 2022. Beethoven followed the Sonata number 23 with a very short work, and it's said that he was also very fond of this piece. The composer had recently been offered the position of Kapellmeister for the Kingdom of Westphalia by Napoleon's brother. The offer was tempting, but several of Beethoven's admirers gathered their sources to offer him an annual annuity that was far more lucrative, the condition being that he remain in Vienna. This was the kind of financial security that the composer craved, and he even wrote to a friend asking that he now help him look for a wife. Written in 1809 and published in 1810, the sonata is dedicated to Countess Maria Therese Brunswick, a member of the Hungarian royalty and once a pupil and possibly a love interest of the composer. He was known to have a great affection for her sister Josephine. As it happens, Therese never married, instead devoting her life to charitable work, especially for young children. Here now is the first movement from the Sonata No. 24 by Beethoven.
Thank you.
We just heard Paul Williamson performing the first movement from Beethoven's Sonata No. 24, A Terese. The performance was given as part of the Beethoven 2020 project by the Grand Piano Series in Southwest Florida. Beethoven's Opus 79 is also a very short work. In fact, it is the shortest of Beethoven's sonatas with more than two movements. It was published in 1810 and is lighthearted in nature. It's thought that Beethoven was aiming to write a sonata that would be attractive to and playable by amateur musicians, but he fell short of that. The first movement is more challenging than it would appear. I happen to like the middle movement of this piece, which is in G minor. Listen here for the 9/8 meter, which is unusual for its time. The middle movement from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 25, Alla Tedesca, which simply means that it was written after a German dance. The pianist was Paul Williamson. Paul's program for the Grand Piano Series concluded with Beethoven's Sonata No. 26. Published in 1811, this work is often accompanied by the nickname Les Adieux, but the composer was rather insistent that the title should be given in German as Les Bavols. While both terms translate as farewell in English, Beethoven indicated that there was an important cultural distinction. He said that les bavols was said in a warm-hearted manner to a single person, but the French was something that would be said to a whole assembly or an entire town. Whatever the case, Beethoven was bidding farewell to his good friend and patron, Archduke Rudolf. Rudolf, along with the rest of the Viennese aristocracy, evacuated the city of Vienna to escape Napoleon's advancing army in 1809. The first movement was written at that time, and then the others were completed later. This is a powerful work, and I've heard some critics say that a good performance should leave both the artist and the audience exhausted. It's the only one of Beethoven's sonatas to have titled movements, too. These are Lebewohl, Abwesenheit, and Wiedersehen, which translate to farewell, absence, and reunion. That makes it all the more necessary for the artist to not only handle the technical challenges of this piece, but to also effectively convey the complex emotions of the work. I should also note that the great German symphonist Mahler thought very strongly of this piece, so much so that it is quoted in his ninth and last completed symphony. I'm going to share the final movement, rather than the first, because I think it will better prepare us for what's to come as we wrap up our survey of Beethoven's piano sonatas in future episodes. Here then is the finale, as performed by Paul Williamson for the Grand Piano Series. Thank you. We just heard the last movement of the Piano Sonata No. 26, Opus 81A by Beethoven, Les Adieux. Paul Williamson was a pianist as recorded for the Beethoven 2020 project by the Grand Piano Series in Southwest Florida. Milana Strezeva is the founder, artistic, and executive director of the Grand Piano Series, with co-founder, media and operations director, Raniero Tazzi. We'd like to again thank the Richard and Gina Klim Foundation for its sponsorship of this program. Special thanks to Fabio Bidini and the Colburn School as well. And if you're not on the website already, we would like to invite you to visit grandpianoseries.org, where you can watch and listen to a wide variety of concerts, purchase tickets to upcoming events, and learn about sponsorship and volunteer opportunities. That address again is www.grandpianoseries.org. And for now, until next time, this is Mark Travis wishing you good health and good music.